So this is how we're going to do this from now on. I'm going to say what I want to say, and that's it. And then when I'm done, I'm walking away. Okay?
I hope you say a lot.
I'm messing with you. I'm just kidding.
Greg, what's your impressions of how things are going? You know, now you're a week into camp almost. How do you think things are going?
I think things are going great. I think we're getting a lot of great work, making a lot of strides. Obviously, it's still early in camp, but, guys are getting down the schemes, both offensively, defensively, and with the special teams units, and we're able to execute up and down days, both offensively and defensively, but we're getting after one another.
Do you have a good idea already of, like, how they want to use you and how, you know, just what different positions you're going to be in during a game, or, you know, is it more of that developing as camp goes on?
Yeah, I think one thing I've learned about Norv is he's going to try to expose what everyone does well. And so with that being said, he's going to put us individually in positions where he can get us the balls with our best routes, as he calls them, or situations where there are mismatches and we have matchups against the defense that bode well for us as individuals. But collectively as a unit, as an offensive unit, we just have to continue to execute and continue to make whatever play is called work.
Are you being asked to do different things than you've done before in your career? You've been in the league for a while now and have done a lot of things. Are there new things that you're seeing so far? Is it stuff that you're pretty comfortable and familiar with?
Yeah, no, I'm not being asked to do anything that I haven't already done. Nothing's new under the sun, man. It's football is football. Just different verbiage, different terminology. Other than that, everything's pretty much the same. Expectations are always high. I don't think anyone sets a higher expectation than myself. And if they do, then I have a problem, and I need to raise my expectation.
The defense catching up a little bit to you guys? I mean, it seems to be getting tougher out there again.
Absolutely not. The defense, they suck. No, they're doing a great job. I think one of the things that's been impressive is offenses, they're slower to come around, but for whatever reason, you know, guys have put a lot of time in, not for whatever reason, but for good reason. Guys have put a lot of time in during OTAs and mini camp in the off-season program in learning the offense, getting to understand what it is we're trying to get done, and we've come out with that mindset that we should know what we're doing by now. You're right, the defense is starting to do a better job of communicating and making it more difficult for us to have success.
Hey, Greg, Adrian said the other day that the offense last year, the previous year, was predictable, but you won't be able to say that about this offense. Do you feel the same thing?
I wasn't here, a couple years ago, but I would definitely, we were heavy, heavy, heavy run game, where I think now we're going to take a lot more stress off of Adrian. He's still going to get a heavy dosage of run, but I think with what Norv brings to the table, he brings a more balanced offense. He's going to be, pass to open up run to open up pass, and he's going to be more cognizant of that aspect of the game, and instead of just driving home run because we're a hard-nosed football team. I think you can still be a physical football team and be able to throw the ball, and that's Norv's mindset.
And Cordero Patterson told me yesterday how you've mentored him very well. How good do you think he could be?
Don't let him lie to you, man. I'm just here. He does all the work, man. He really, if I would say the sky's the limit, but the stars, there's no ceiling to his potential. There really isn't. If he's willing to put in the time, the potential is there. The athletic, he has everything he needs. And he's starting to mature as a player, as an individual. So his success is going to shoot straight through the roof. I'm excited. I told him this, and maybe it was a little premature, but I told him at some point I'm going to be able to tell my kids I played with Cordero Patterson.
Is it just route running and reading coverages?
That's absolutely, absolutely. It's just really understanding, slowing the defense down. To where he doesn't have to think as much. I think sometimes when you're young, you have so much going through your mind when you're on the line, splits, conversion route, coverage. If they give me this, so there's a lot going on. And once you get to the comfort level to where you line up, you see what the defense is doing, and you react. That's when you're playing your freest.
What's the pick for you for typical 2-3 years? What's the type of
it really is on the guy. It really gauges on the guy. I mean, it's all about whatever. whatever time you're willing to put in. But he's definitely he gets it. He gets it. It's just our defense sometimes gives us different looks, and with him playing the backside, he's going to have more sight adjustments. There's going to be a lot of different things that he's asked to do, so his head really has to be screwed on tight.
Hey, Greg, what have you seen with these cornerbacks and how they're kind of talking about playing a little bit more physical?
That's the mindset of the head coach. Obviously, with what he brings to the table, he's a hard-nosed guy, and he doesn't want any receiver just getting a free release off the ball, which in their mind and in our reality, it impedes on what we're trying to get done. It slows us down from a timing standpoint. It disrupts our offense, our chemistry. But as a receiver, we have to play through that. But I think it's a smart concept. Obviously, you don't want a receiver just running freely and being able to get a full head of steam and then break off the route and you're beat.
Can you watch Jarius the last year and a half as he's developed a little bit? What are some of the things you've seen in him in his camp?
Who was that?
Jarius.
Jarius Wright.
Okay, Jarius. Well, number one, he's a smart player. That was the first thing I noticed about Jarius. He's a young player, but he plays and he carries himself as a much more mature veteran, so to speak. And his speed, I almost have to tell him sometimes to slow down because he runs everything almost too fast. But in this game, speed kills, and he has that. He can catch the ball. He's a deep threat. Obviously, like I said, he's a very smart player. He can play all positions, so he's a huge asset to our ball club.
Greg, can you share a little bit about how you keep yourself physically prepared? You brought the chamber down here. You do some cryogenics, I understand, as well. Can you share a little bit about your philosophy on that and why you feel that that's been able to help you stay at the top of your career?
Well, I didn't bring the cryogenics down here.
But you brought the chamber, though, didn't you?
No, I didn't bring the chamber. I've done cryogenics.
Okay.
But I just try to stay on top of things. Preventive. I never want things to happen and then jump on it. So I try to stay in front of whatever injury might be creeping up. And a lot of that goes to the training staff here. Dr. Josh Sandell, Shugs, they work great together. I think they do a great job of trying to have guys stay on top of those little things. But I think the older you get, the more you understand that you can't just come out here and just rip and run anymore. You have to make sure that you're stretching, you're doing the little things, because your muscles don't flex as easy as the younger guys. that was a little hard for me a few years ago when I started getting a little aches and pains and practice hadn't started yet. It's the mindset is no different. Just the way you approach and attack your regimen. For me, it's about working smarter, not harder. Making sure that I'm not beating my body down. Whereas when I was younger, I ran through every workout, wanted to do everything on the field, off the field. Anything you wanted me to do, I was trying to do it. And your body just takes a toll. And over years of doing that, you have to learn that what works and what you were just doing just to do it because you thought it was right. So it's about working smarter, and that's all I've done.
Greg, you talked earlier about unpredictability. Earlier in your career, you basically had a starting quarterback coming in just about every season. This season, it's a little more up in the air. How do you deal with building a rapport with all three quarterbacks in training camp?
Just doing my job, just making sure that I stay focused on what I need to do, and that'll play itself out. I can't control what quarterback is back there. All I can control is what 15 is doing when he's on the football field. And if we're doing our job for all three quarterbacks, no matter who's at the helm, no matter who's under center, our job is to make who's ever throwing us the ball look good.
Do you have a date in mind or when you'd like this resolved so you can build that rapport and get on that page so you didn't have to deal with what you dealt with last season?
I have no date in mind. I don't think what I have to offer, in my opinion, really weighs any bit. So I just, whatever coach decides, whatever they decide, that's in their hands. Like I said, I only focus on myself and my group, what's going on in my room. Outside of that, I let everybody else handle their room.
Two more for Greg. And not that you're that old, but when you see Jarius running around like that, does that bring you back to when you were a little bit younger and bring back some memories of you as a younger player?
It does, but you know, one thing about Jarius, he probably has more achy moments than any one of us, and it's he runs so fast, and I have to tell Jarius this. I'm not 100% sold on how fast he really is, because he has great turnover, so he has those little choppy steps, whereas my gait is a little longer. So he looks faster because he hits the ground quicker, but I don't know. I can't. Come on now, guys. We're competitors. I can't just give him that.
Are you guys going to settle that score then?
No. I don't race anymore. That way I can always talk.
Correct.